You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, last year, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel started a series of investigative pieces looking at the real estate market in Milwaukee, from shady landlords to predatory rent-to-own practices. We'll check in and find out what's changed.
First, so far this year, 18 Milwaukee overdose deaths have been blamed on a fentanyl derivative. This particular derivative is so potent that it can require multiple doses of an opioid antidote to reverse an overdose.
This got us wondering what exactly fentanyl is and how it's affecting Wisconsin's communities. Sarah Schreiber is a technical forensic director for the toxicology lab in the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
Well, take us through a little bit of an education course here. What is fentanyl?
It's a synthetic narcotic analgesic. So this means that it's man-made. It's a highly potent drug that's used for the treatment of pain. It's generally prescribed to individuals who have chronic pain related to cancer or a severe injury. It's got a short duration of action, which means it doesn't last long within the body. And it's been in use since the 60s, so this isn't really a new compound, in the nation and in use as a pharmaceutical product, that is.
So it's used for killing pain. How does it affect the human body?
Well, it is used to deaden the pain, so it takes away that sensation of pain. It's also a central nervous system depressant, and by that respect, it causes respiratory depression. This is where the real risk aligns for folks that are abusing the substance.
And how is it showing up in illicit drugs here in Wisconsin?
We're finding what's being coined as non-pharmaceutical fentanyl, or NPF, in preparations and in individuals. Particularly in my office, we're finding them in decedents who are dying as a fact of exposure to, I don't want to say overdose, because that perceives that there's some sort of safe level. So we've got individuals that are being exposed to these drugs, whether that be of their knowledge or not, and they're dying with that substance in them, which is causing their death.
And is it because there is so much of the drug going into them, or what is the death exact? Why is the death happening?
The ultimate mechanism really is the respiratory depression, which comes from the use of these drugs. There's many different derivatives that are identified. They're all related to fentanyl, which is a Schedule II substance, prescription medication. But the derivatives that we're finding these days are all mostly designer in type, meaning that they're not intended for medical use. They haven't been formulated in that way, and they've never been accepted for medical use either in people or in animals. There are a few exceptions to that in the derivatives that we've found. But what it essentially means is that the potency of these drugs is increasing with the different derivatives as they're identified, and the increased potency is what's causing trouble for the individuals who are using, especially if they don't know that they're receiving that drug in the mixture of the powder that they're administered.
So we're talking about changing the chemistry of the drug to make a derivative?
Correct. So they're all related to fentanyl in some way, so they're similar to, whether that be structurally, pharmacologically, both. That's where the phrase derived from comes from.
And who's making these new adaptations of fentanyl? Where is this happening? Where is this chemistry going on?
They're all synthetically prepared, so they're man-made. And information, intel into the drug trafficking is telling us that most of them are coming from China. They're being imported. The heroin product has been contaminated with this fentanyl compounds for quite some time now, as it tracks into the country, and now we're starting to see contamination into the cocaine line as well.
And here in the U.S., where do we see the trafficking of fentanyl and its derivatives?
It's imported, so it's coming in through Mexico. It could be coming through through the ports. There's also, because of the World Wide Web, the opportunity for individuals to order these substances on their own, should they really desire to do that. Oftentimes, though, we're finding it in combination with things like heroin or cocaine, which is leading us to believe that it's coming through those kind of general trafficking lines.
We're talking right now with Sarah Schreiber. She's a technical forensic director for the toxicology lab in the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. We're learning about fentanyl and how it gets here, how it's made, and just how potent it is to the human body. We've seen a number of deaths, 18 in Milwaukee, overdose deaths blamed on a fentanyl derivative. Sarah, there have been a lot of reports of fentanyl-laced cocaine in Madison. Is fentanyl affecting drugs other than heroin in Wisconsin?
Yes. I'm not specifically aware of those cases. I'm aware of the ones in Milwaukee County as far as the death investigations that we're involved with. So I would not be surprised that they're seeing them in other places of the country. I certainly know that they're being found in other places in the nation. We have identified 22 of the fentanyl cases of the 66 that we have to date, 22 of those have also had cocaine present with the fentanyl or fentanyl analogs within the body. So the combination is definitely here. I can't at this point prove that they weren't just co-administered and that the cocaine line is definitely contaminated, because once it's in the body, it's just detected as individual compounds. And oftentimes the substance that they actually used is completely used up by the decedent prior to their death, or it's cleaned up from the scene before anything can be analyzed. So we don't always know within that powder that they may have been abusing whether or not it is a combination of cocaine and fentanyl or a fentanyl analog or something different.
And how does fentanyl change the way first responders are treating overdoses?
Well, it's necessary to use more naloxone, so that's the active ingredient in Narcan. More doses are needed in order to counteract those highly potent effects of fentanyl or these analogs that are being identified. The EMS may not realize that that's what they're coming upon when they arrive at a scene and work to resuscitate an individual, but it's certainly becoming more pronounced that more doses are needed as the potency of these compounds increases.
And in your toxicology lab, what are you looking at here as you examine these deaths?
We're looking at the biological fluids that are obtained during autopsy. So during the course of the autopsy, blood is obtained. That's the fluid that we most frequently use. We will look into other fluids if necessary or tissues. So primarily blood, and we're looking for an array of fentanyl analogs in specimens that are screened positive for fentanyl in earlier testing.
And we've been seeing lots of marketing campaigns, not marketing, but just public awareness campaigns about the issues around opioids and addiction, and now fentanyl here. What is a takeaway message about how dangerous these compounds can be, these drugs can be?
They are very dangerous. Each of the analogs has different potency. Fentanyl itself is somewhere around 80 to 100 times more potent than morphine, a well-known pharmaceutical drug. These analogs, as they increase in potency, come with increased risk, up to and including carfentanil, which is approximately 10 to 100,000 times more potent than morphine. And there are several in between there. So as the increased potency is found with these different compounds, there comes an increased risk to the user in the end of suffering from that respiratory depression that comes with these drugs.
And how are officials keeping track of fentanyl and its derivatives as they crop up around Wisconsin? Are you in contact with other toxicology labs, or how is information being shared?
Yes, I am in contact with other toxicology labs within the state and within the nation for information sharing related to these kinds of findings. I'm definitely in close contact with the individuals in the Milwaukee area and in the state of Wisconsin to keep up on trends. What's new? What are we finding? What's the newest analog that's being identified, both from a confiscated standpoint in materials that way, as well as in other death investigations or human performance analysis that might be done on individuals to see what the other substances are that are being found. The 18 that we're speaking of here are related to acrylfentanyl, which is only one of the analogs that we've actually identified. To date, we have 66 cases that have been signed out as a cause of death related to fentanyl.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and explaining. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for your time.
That was Sarah Schreiber, Technical Forensic Director for the Toxicology Lab in the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. She joined us to explain what fentanyl is and how it's affecting Wisconsin's communities.